Blackstone Publishing presents Lost Songs, The Hidden Stories by Orson Scott Card. This book is read by David Burney, Gabrielle DeCure, Stefan Rudnicki, Richard Powers, Grover Gardner, Eddie Lopez, G. Valmont Thomas, and Judy Young.
Introduction. Somewhere along the line, this story collection got completely out of hand. It's that age-old artistic decision of what to leave in and what to leave out. Some of the decisions were easy. All my Worthing stories would be part of an omnibus volume called The Worthing Saga, so I didn't need to include any of them. And all my Mormon Sea stories would appear in the collection The Folk of the Fringe, so they wouldn't need to be included in my general story collection either. Even with those stories left out, however, no matter how I configured a reasonable-sized book, I was leaving out too many stories that I wanted to include. So I settled on something not of reasonable size. I talked to my editor, Beth Meacham, and proposed that we release a single-volume hardcover edition, but then split it into two regular-length paperbacks. She thought it sounded weird, but, being Beth Meacham, she didn't reject it out of hand. Instead, she thought about it, until she liked the idea, and then went to Tom Doherty, who also liked it, and voila, an egregiously oversized book was born. Because once the floodgate had opened, I pretty much included every story that I wasn't actually ashamed of. Which brings us to this part of the collection. Think of this as a bonus section, something that only buyers of the ridiculously expensive hardcover receive. It won't be in any of the paperback volumes that bud off from this book. Only you will ever see it. Why, you ask, are you so fortunate? It's not as if this percentage of the book was free. You paid for the cost of the paper and typesetting of this part of the book as surely as you paid for all the rest. The thing is, as Beth and I looked over the list of stories that were going into Maps in a Mirror, the short fiction of Orson Scott Card,